I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years.
Say it like it is.
And cast him into a bottomless pit. Shut him up and set a seal upon him. That he should deceive the nations no more, that 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, honestly, this stuff writes itself. When 1,000 years have expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and should go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth. Longer but gone, gallops together to battle, the number of whom is as the sack of the sea. Get it?
Not good enough.
Saith the Lord, that he created the heavens, put himself upon the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain.
Not in vain.
Formed it to be inhabited.
Inhabited.
Yeah.
Inhabited.
The heaven, even the heaven. Or the Lord. But the earth he has given to the children of men. Is that different from other children?
Children of women.
Yeah, that's different, is it?
Children of women.
Children of men, is that children that men have given birth to, is
that's
it?
That's painful, man. Don't fancy that.
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Not quite sure what that means, to be honest. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Does that mean he's standing there? Satan's mates in the Garden of Eden. Is that that place in Cornwall where there's all those massive fucking queues all the time? Satan. We have to go like either first thing in the morning or really late at night. And there's all these kind of plastic hexagon things made by these enormous plastic fucking beams. Is that what I'm thinking of? Or am I getting a bit confused? And anyway, they yield himself. Is that where you let time? Is that where you let someone pull out in front of you? Out of a life science degree. Anyway, yielded himself and his possessions into the hands of his captor. And the devil, taking her up into a high mountain.
Satan.
He didn't actually say which high mountain. Saul fell fight, right? Or how bad it. Anyway, he took him to a high mountain, shooed unto him. I'm not really sure what shooed is. Is that the past tense of shoe? Like, I put my shoes on.
Yeah.
I shooed myself. Anyway, I shooed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, which presumably didn't last very long. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give thee and the glory of them. For what is delivered unto me and to whomsoever I will give to it. Sounds a bit kind of legalese, doesn't it? All this whomsoever I will give to it. It's not exactly winning any an award for the play, isn't it, Lanko? Is it? I mean, you can't help thinking that he could have written this in a more straightforward manner so you can actually follow what the fuck he's talking about without all this kind of moves around what I will give, I give to him. I mean, what the fuck is all that about? I mean, it's like speaking in fucking bastard riddles, isn't it? As if it wasn't all fucking straightforward enough. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. What? You mean they died? Are you saying that the new... Are you saying the first heaven and the first earth were passed away like they dead? And there was no more sea. What? No more, like, so 70% of the land and surface of the planet. Like,
no more sea.
No, it says no more sea here.
No more sea.
A bit confusing, I feel. And it shall come to pass.
No more sea, did you say?
Yeah, I did. But before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feast together. The lion shall eat more like the bullock. I don't think bullocks actually eat
more. No more sea, they are no more sea, no more sea, no more sea, no more sea.
And the dust shall be so meat, and they shall not hurt.
It's a nightmare.
Or destroy.
No more sea.
Holy mountain.
It's a nightmare.
Thank the Lord. Or,
let me out of here.
There's a new heaven. Which I shall lay shall be made before me, saith the Lord.
No more sea, no more sea, it's a nightmare.
No more sea, and your name shall remain, and it shall come to pass from one new moon to the other, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. You know, there's only actual churches where they actually deliver the sermons like this. Because if they were, I think I might consider going. But if they weren't,
yeah,
I think I can give it a miss, to be honest. Because all this stuff, it does kind of go on a bit, doesn't it? And I'm only actually reading the nut and bolt bits. I'm not thinking out the rhetorical question.
No more sea.
Hold it.
No more sea.
He cometh.
No more sea.
He cometh all over the curve.
No more sea.
And now he's wiped himself clean.
No more sea.
On the curve.
It's a nightmare.
And now I think we need to stop. Because we've like...
Everlasting wanking.
We have...
Everlasting.
We've
no
run out
sea.
Of time.
Go,
we've
run out happens. Of time. Please let me out time. Of here. I'm not good enough.
It's time. It's 1931. And we're out of time.
Let go of me.
Behold her. Behold her if he cometh. Behold her if he cometh on the curtains.
What happened to all the atoms?
Stop. And he's made a mess. And he wiped himself clean upon the curtains.
Behold.
And it was good. Here endeth the lesson.